Trey, you know me. I've seen Shark Tank a couple times, so I think I'm a business just mogul now. I've got a business idea I'd like to pitch to you and to everyone out there. We've all heard of the shampoo Head and Shoulders. Stay with me.
Okay, yeah, I'm the
Shh.
shark. I'm in the tank.
Okay.
I'm listening. Jake is in here pursuing $10,000 in exchange for how much?
20%.
20% of his business. He lives with his parents and is an MIT dropout.
Yes, didn't actually get accepted, but I like to say that I dropped out. Just has a little ring to it.
That could work.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
right?
tell me that. MIT just didn't finish.
Yeah, just say it didn't end up
Never
finishing it at
started.
Harvard. And people are like, wow, that's cool. Like, you were pretty close, probably. Like, yeah,
Never
it just
started.
didn't end up, stuff came up and I had other ventures and just never got around to finishing
Yeah.
Harvard, but wanted to. It's like Michael Scott in the Office, like, for my wife and kids someday. And I really want a wife and kids someday. That's gonna be
All
me.
right.
Oh,
Welcome to the Shark Tank. What is it?
what's up, sharks? So, you guys all know, except for Damon, what using shampoo is like. I feel like they always have some little joke in there. I
Okay. Damon, I'm out for this one, dog. Shout out Damon, he follows me.
No way.
I've noticed that,
Was that
dude.
also Randy Jackson from American
That's a
Idol?
no for me, dog. That's a show where, that's the same guy, right?
Same guy.
Okay.
Yeah, it was cool that he was on
Four
both.
sharks still remain.
Four sharks still in. What's up, sharks? We've all used shampoo and we've all heard of Head and Shoulders, but what about body wash shampoo combo called Heads, Shoulders, Knees and Toes, Knees and Toes? That's a little jingle. It won't be called Knees and Toes, Knees and Toes, but just Head and Shoulders, Knees and Toes, shampoo and body wash. Covers all the bases.
Are you okay if we go in, if I go in with some of the other sharks?
Yes, please do. Oh yeah,
I
I
want to
need like
buy
a
the
little
whole, I want to hide the,
catchphrase.
buy the whole business. Yeah, what's.
Sharks, what'll it be? Do you want to get your hands dirty while also getting clean?
Yeah. How about we clean some dirty money while we clean our bodies? Whoa, this is not.
What's up?
That's not where. Wait, do you think black people don't use shampoo?
He's bald. Are you kidding? He's
I
bald.
was trying to set you up there. You
I
passed. Good
got
job.
scared for a while. I was like, hold on. No,
Oh, I kind of
right?
forgot he was bald. Oh, yeah, you're
And
right.
his name's Damon, I think.
That is funny, man. I remember, having black friends growing up and learning, like having the first
What's
slumber party
slum over?
with a black friend and like seeing how they did their hair and they were amazed how I did mine. It's just,
Yeah, it is kind of cool.
yeah.
My experience like that was like summer camp,
Yeah.
like seeing them like put like lotion on and like not understanding what that's for or like.
Yeah, I've never put that on my body in my
Yeah,
life.
no, it like it generally it was
Yeah.
helpful. It was nice.
I was listening to a podcast where this makes sense. I guess it's harder for black people to get vitamin C just because, their heritage is close to the equator. So they have that darker skin to protect from the sun to avoid more sunlight, therefore avoiding more vitamin C. So you got a black guy in Canada. He better take his emergency. That's all I'm saying. For
And
our
when you,
black Canadian listeners, something to look into.
I don't even know where to start. You know, it's vitamin D is what you get from the sun,
Vitamin
right?
D! I actually messed that up.
I definitely could have stopped you earlier on, but I just kind
That was, yeah.
of
Just let
waited
me
till you
go.
said emergency. And then I was like, that's probably good.
Yeah.
Probably good to stop him there.
Well, anyways, you get what I
This episode's off to a good start.
meant. Are you a big vitamin guy?
No, but
Yeah. I definitely don't get enough of it.
yeah, I know it probably wouldn't be that hard. Like a multivitamin, I think is really good for you and it's pretty easy to ingest,
They're
but I've
pricey, man. You ever bought
Oh, are they?
a I've Back when I was on my health kick, I was like, yeah, easy money. But if you get like a quality multivitamin, it's like $1 a day.
Oh, that doesn't seem like that much to me.
But then, but you buy a 2 month supply and it's like $60. I'm like, I'll just eat a banana right now and
And when I get that, when it's like for like your internal health, it's like I can't see a
then.
difference
Yeah.
this is making. I'm not gonna spend money to work on like the inside of me.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Mental health? No, thanks. Gut
No,
health?
thank you.
Not for $60.
Nope.
I'll figure it out on my own.
Exactly.
Like the good old
Gut
days.
health. Guts, such a weird word. You remember the
Gut.
show Guts? Got Guts or something like that?
No. What was that?
It was like some kind of extreme sport show.
Huh.
What was your favorite show growing up?
I loved Arthur. It'd come on at like 3:30 as soon as I got home from school. Yeah. Arthur D.W. Buster. Yeah, that was his name.
Remember Courage the Cowardly Dog?
Didn't get into that a ton, but I remember it. Was that your show?
Scary. It was kind of. It was kind of scary, though.
What were your main ones?
SpongeBob.
Okay.
SpongeBob, Full House.
Sure.
Yeah. We've talked about it here on the podcast. Aunt Becky officially going to prison for a couple of months.
Officially.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That'll straighten her out a little bit.
Should I
reach out?
Yeah. Should I think it's easy to track down an inmate's like spot and you can send a letter.
Yeah. Or send her like a cake with something inside of it.
Should I write Lori Loughlin a letter saying, hey, you were my first crush. It's Trey Kennedy, the podcaster and TikTok star. Just let you know I'm here for you.
What else would you say?
I'd say,
like, would you try to encourage her a little bit or like it gets better kind of thing?
Yeah. I'd say, hey, you know what? Just a big fan here. I understand you're in jail, but you know what? When I was stuck at home, not because I committed a felony, because I was 11.
Not because I paid for my daughter.
You kept me entertained.
Yeah.
Both by a great show and by a great set of eyes. 11-year-old me, big crush. And I am here for you while you're trapped, just to say I'm here for you. I'm a TikToker who's behind you.
But not too much.
But not too much, because you're in prison and I'm married and it love Trey. P.S. I hope they have mercy on you in there. Nice. I think she'd appreciate that. Or do you think that would upset her? I don't know.
I like it a lot. I think you go with the trapped route. And then you smuggle her a small MP3 player, an iPod Shuffle, to be specific. iPod Shuffle is in a hollowed out Bible, and there's only one song on it. What song is it? Trapped by Trey Kennedy.
Yes.
The hit single on Spotify.
That's about being friend zoned. We're in the friend zone. Comes right about. We're fine. We're friends. Yes. We're just friends. And then she gets out of prison. I pick her up from prison. We're friends. She's the first guest on the Do This Call Best podcast.
Wow.
That's a new goal.
Episode 22, Lori Loughlin's going to be on it. Can't wait, dude.
What if we're we should be the podcast that just has the most bizarre guests on it.
There's no consistency.
We have a guest here today. One of the families that got a makeover on Ty Pennington's Extreme Makeover. You'd be like, what are we?
Why? I guess we'll see it.
You remember that one episode?
Like, yeah, the next like month, it's like, all right, we got someone who's on America's Makeover. What was that called?
Yeah, something like that.
America Makeover. We have that. Someone who knows Ty Pennington. Next week, it's Miranda Cosgrove. What? Are they huge fans? Nope. Just knew someone who knew her. And then the next week, it's a guy who one time was on an episode of Barney and got to be in the Barney suit. We hear that was.
Barney.
And then the next week, it's just like your dentist.
Yeah.
All gamuts.
Yeah. Dude, speaking of my dentist, don't you love a dentist with just a good set of teeth?
It does. It's like there's proof in the pudding.
Yeah, it's like I knew this guy once who was a little pudgy and he's a personal trainer. Like, I'm not signing up for that.
No, thanks.
I need my personal trainer to have an 8-pack. I'd be like, okay, at least he knows what he's talking about, I guess.
Yeah, I might not look like that, but he is knowledgeable.
Yeah.
I went to a hibachi grill one time and my chef's name was Trevor. I was like, do you have anyone more authentic?
Yeah, I was kind of hoping for a little bit more of like a Ming Hu.
Something that I have a little trouble pronouncing.
Right.
I want that.
Yeah.
In a hibachi chef.
Yeah. I just like
Trevor.
Trevor, he's 6'4". This doesn't make any sense. I need a 5'5" guy.
I'm sure you trained well, but the instincts. I want the instincts.
That's so real. That's so true. You can't. Yeah. If you're going to an ethnic restaurant, I'm always like, the ethnic restaurants always have the ethnic people working there, but it has to.
It makes sense.
It falls short.
It lines up.
Olive Garden somehow has pulled it off a little bit. Bailey, who's in the high school on the street, is serving me Italian food.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll let it slide.
Mm-hmm.
How is your relationship with your dentist?
Right now?
Currently, as of today.
I have not seen her since. I had we were family friends with my dentist all growing up.
Okay.
And it was, my mom just made me go, but it was just very, look good, bye. I had one cavity my whole life.
Nice.
But then as a big boy, I just found a random dentist, wherever. And they're a little more thorough. And I'm almost saying too thorough. I'm like, and they sit down like, hey, we want to be able to serve you. We want to get to know you. So tell us a little what do you do? What do you do? I'm like,
oh, so when they say open up, they mean it in two different ways. Yeah,
exactly. I'm like, oh, I am not. Listen, I don't like to talk to strangers.
Yeah.
So, and then they really are like, well, you have a half a millimeter difference on the gum on your L5. Can't, I don't even know what they're called. I'm like, I just need to, like, are they going to fall out or are they good? I don't need, I'm not going to change my brushing in any way. And I got even told last time I brushed too hard.
Oh,
you're not, see, you overcorrected your brushing too well now. I'm like, you know what? Just clean me and let me out of here.
Brushing too hard.
I also think you're supposed to go like twice a year thing. I'm a once a year guy now.
Right.
I think a lot of these places kind of overbook you. There's like, I don't know if I need to do that often.
Yeah. Yeah. It's big dentistry. You know, it's just the machine.
Yep.
The man.
Yep. Epstein invested in it.
Yeah. Yeah. The elites. He had a dentist on the island probably.
Yeah.
Pediatrician actually. I've had some weird feedback from dentists over the years. One was like so proud to tell me, they're like, I could tell by your teeth that you brush your teeth with your right hand, don't you? I was like, yeah. I'm like, man, I could tell by your molars. I'm like, also like 85% of the world is right-handed. Yeah. So like, I could have said the same thing.
You brush them with your feet, man? I can tell the strokes are.
I can tell they look like a monkey's teeth.
Yeah.
And almost every dentist I've ever had from childhood to now has made some sort of comment. This is not a joke. Has made some sort of comment about the amount of saliva my mouth produces. Mm. I guess it's just phenomenal in there.
Wow.
Like Amazon rainforest. Like
diving in a pool. Yeah. Trying to clean you.
Yeah. Sheesh. But I learned it's why I haven't had many cavities. I mean, there's so much just.
You're just well oiled.
Well oiled. Oh, yeah. Like a tin man in the final scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just loosey goosey in there.
Just a Jiffy Lube in your throat.
Exactly.
Wow.
Well, throat.
Whatever.
I don't like it's that. The same thing. But yeah, no room for food to stick around when we're sloshing around. Sure. You know, the Mayflower.
Good for you, man.
Thank you. That's something I've been working on. Yeah.
What would, if you were in class and they would say, that, by the way, dude, Less God Bless is one of my least favorite things ever growing up. You go into class and when they do the dreaded, like, let's have everyone say their name, their major, and a little something kind of fun about yourself. Oh, what was your, I never had an answer for it.
Really?
Because you walk a fine line between, like, some people say something like, okay, brag much.
Sure, yeah. And I won state. I was first chair in tuba last. What, yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah. I'm on a full ride here. Straight A student. Like, okay, that's not a fun fact. You're just annoying me.
Fun brag.
So I never had one. Each time was an impromptu, like spark of the moment. Just try to say something.
I found a penny heads up this morning.
I tried to do like a funny, like obvious one where I was like, fun fact about me is I had braces in middle school. And some people kind of laughed and some were like, what?
We all have that.
And then sometimes I would just lie. Like I was, finished sixth in state tennis. I'd never played tennis before.
Yeah.
And then when I did that, they pressed me. They go, oh, like singles or doubles. And I was like,
I think Jeremy needs to go.
And then I made up a teammate. I was like, oh, doubles. Yeah. Me and my partner. Yeah. What? Yeah. He was left-handed. I was right-handed. It was just a good combo. I'd sit down. Well, did you have a thing to say for that?
My strategy with that is always play off of someone else's. It's like that way I can try and be funny. I don't have to actually like feel like, am I bragging about this? I wait until, you know, Ashley in the front row goes and gives hers. And maybe it was something I could play off of. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, I was actually the one who lost to Ashley in the tennis match or like something like that. And people were like, he's obviously joking. And that way they don't get to know me. They don't need to know about my saliva. Yeah, don't
have to tell anyone anything. And then they would never press. Then it's like, that's
no. Oh, class clown. Got it. Move on.
Yeah. My fun fact is I have two of my own businesses I run while I'm in school.
Okay.
All right. No, you don't.
Thank you.
Another pet peeve. Do less, God bless. When influencers just have like, they sell t-shirts and they call themselves CEO of a brand. Yes. It's like, do you know what CEO means? You have to be like a company with a board of directors to be a CEO.
Yeah. You need an assistant just for your cell phone. If you're a CEO,
like if you have a podcast with two employees, what are you? You're not a CEO.
You're not.
You're just in charge, I guess.
Now we're on the do less, God bless, the influencer thing just reminded me. One of my least favorite things to see on Instagram is a person who apologizes to their own followers for like not posting for a week.
Oh.
The pretentiousness of that, of like,
yeah.
I'm sorry, y'all, I have not posted in a week and I know you guys love my content. So here's a picture of me sitting on a blanket in a park.
Yeah.
And we're just supposed to be like, oh, yes.
That's such a lack of.
Finally. She's back.
Yeah.
She is back.
I've followed some people sometimes will be like, I'm back. Sorry, it's been a while. And I'll go look at their page. I'm like, what? I look at their page and it's been like 7 days. I'm like, no. 99% of your followers had no clue that this happened.
You're fine. You don't need to apologize. Yeah. You're like becoming a slave to your, this is more like serious, but like if you're to a point where you're like apologizing to your followers, you care too much about your followers.
Yep.
Don't apologize. Yeah. It's your Instagram.
That's one of my biggest things that I feel like influencers get wrong where they're like, I don't know. It's like this will never happen. Let's say Kane and I get divorced tonight.
Okay.
It's a quick thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have the lawyers. They're ready to go. I wouldn't be like, I just feel like I owe it to you guys to know, like, here's what happened. Here's the details. No, you'd maybe hear about it months later. Like
this is not the level
we're on. and because it in the other way, you guys listening or watching don't owe us anything.
Yeah.
I think these people, I am grateful that everyone like follows along, but I think it's easy to feel like it's not a charity, right? You guys aren't like following me out of just like, I just feel led to like try to support this guy, even though he's talentless. It's like, I'm providing a product. And if this podcast sucks, no one will listen to it.
And you don't have to like consume my product anymore.
Yeah. So
I'm glad we're on the same page about that. Yeah. I hate the,
but I'm CEO.
I owe it to you guys. CEO of Trey Kennedy Studios.
Yeah.
Sorry for not posting the, I owe it to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
What else is there? Just the,
I've talked about this, I think a lot before, but I was around someone recently did this, like people who brag about sleeping very little.
Yeah.
I just can't, it happened a lot more like in high school and college. Cause it's like, cool. I did it in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. I stay up till 3 playing Call of Duty and I'm here at 7.
I did it in college. Unfortunately.
I had like 103 fever. Cause my immune system was failing. Like, nah, I don't have to sleep. Love to sleep. Think it's very important, but people still talk about that.
Yeah. To an age now, I'm like, I don't sleep as much as probably everyone else, but I'm not proud of it. I'm like embarrassed. Yeah. Like a bad time management. Yeah. I'm not going to brag about this.
Yeah. I really should get another hour or two. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, it's okay. You're like, how do you function on such little sleep? I'm like, hey, don't say that too loud. I'm not proud of it anymore.
We're just going to keep going into the why are you doing so much segment.
That's
what we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Just keep
why going. Are you doing so much? People who, I saw this on my Instagram today, this couple, they had a full photo shoot, letterboards, we've all seen it, we know, and they had a Chick-fil-A all laid out, and it said, it was like a baby announcement, of course, and the caption was like, these two strips are adding a little nugget to the combo, and I don't know, kind of want to hold those strips under some honey mustard sauce, if you know what I mean.
I just like,
shut up,
it's so,
little nugget.
I feel like when I first started working with you, like, yeah, that was kind of like your thing already a little bit, like poking fun of like the gender reveals, the baby announcements, things really over the top. And it's grown on me to a point. I don't even know if it's just working with you, but just like over time, like it's been 2 years in like, I'm just so over the elaborate. I mean, genuinely, not even for a bit. Like I am over the elaborate baby announcements, baby reveals, just like text your friends and family. We're having a kid. Actually, don't text them. Tell them in person.
Yeah, I just, the little nugget thing really gets me that girls do. Just a little nugget. I had a buddy one time. He like went on a first date. I was like, how'd it go? He's like, dude, she was cool. She was cute. But like, I don't know. We saw these kids and she kept calling them little nuggets. Mm. I was like, that's all I needed to hear. Yeah, I'm out.
Nuggets would be tough.
Oh, no. You little nugget.
Oh, are they? Yeah, they just have like weird like euphemisms for children. Oh, my little seed.
Little candy corn.
Oh,
my seed. My seed.
I like that. I was thinking like a plant.
My seedling.
Oh, my little, beautiful little matches. Someday they're going to be a light bulb.
I'm just going to be really to the point with my future children. Just call them offspring. These are my offspring.
I procreated them.
These are my offspring. Me and my wife procreated them.
It will have XY chromosome. It is a man.
Yes. She had them on the eve after the first of the full moon of February.
Yes. 182 days, revolutions around the sun. Nope.
He weighed half stone, 3 ounces. 2 feet long. I can think of a...
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
How did they measure back then?
These are my offspring, my kin. My nuggets. What else? Why are you doing so much?
Why are you doing so much?
Killed it.
Of the week, thank you, is not people-based, but whatever, food-based. Why are you doing so much is to the speed at which bread expires. Bought bread the other day. I get home and I realize this expires in 8 days. I am not a goose at a pond being hand-fed bread on a daily basis. Yeah. There's no way I'm eating a full loaf of bread in 8 days.
No.
No way.
Yeah.
No way. Can we... I don't know if there's any farmers out there, if there's any multivitamins we could put in the bread, maybe vitamin D or C. That's kind of your thing. Mm-hmm. Whatever you think about that.
Just we'll have to talk to Damien. I'm sure I take about that.
Randy.
Yeah. I remember I was around, I think it was my cousin one time. She was like, we don't really buy bread anymore because it expires. I was like, oh, but then I thought about it. It's like bread's a dollar.
That's also a good point.
You could throw away a quarter worth of that.
And that's how I've justified it.
Yep.
I'm exactly with you. I'm like, dang, I had to throw out like half this. I'm like, but it was $2.95.
Even more than bread. You ever bought berries? Number one, berries cost like $300 a pound.
Yeah.
And you better eat those within 16 to 18 hours. they just start hitting moldy every place.
Like when you buy berries, you have to be like ravished for food. Like yes. You need to be hungry for berries. You need to feel like very primal yourself. Yeah. You just watch Survivor on CBS. You're like, that looks good.
I got to gather that.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I'm going to kick back, relax, watch Hunger Games 2 and eat my berries.
Eat my berries.
Yeah.
Like a real gatherer.
You ever eaten something like off of a tree in the wild? Like, this looks good.
I remember I had quite the cute little Huck Finn upbringing where I found a blackberry bush in my neighborhood.
Oh, that's sweet.
And in hindsight, we were for sure just stealing these people's blackberries because it was someone's yard. But we'd reach through the fence and pick them and eat them.
That's sweet.
They were very delightful.
Yeah. Taste hit a little different when it's someone else's crops.
And we'd be out in the creek and I saw this beautiful, cold, clear kind of stream running. It's like, I'm parched. And I hurled for the next 4 days, but it was still
salmonella.
Yeah.
You know,
dude, always have you seen these things that it's meant for like filtration. So it's like a straw for filtering. So you can stick it in a pond.
Yeah.
That's the best.
I'm nervous about that. I'm like, can this really?
I did it and I was fine.
Yeah.
I know. I was like, well, I'm going to go for it. We were in, it was a Grand Canyon, hot as can be, ice cold, like mountain stream coming down. Clear, sucked through it. It was an unreal experience.
I did it once and it was not clear water. So maybe that's why it was more doubtful.
Oh, yeah. It's probably not good.
They claimed it was Zion National Park, the Narrows. Some of you out there probably hiked it. You know what I'm talking about. We scooped that water up and it was like, this water bottle can filter anything. We tried it. I don't know if it did.
You were fine?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you didn't get sick?
Yeah, no, I was fine.
Oh.
I didn't drink a ton of it.
Did it taste
scared.
Good?
It tasted like water, I guess. Like room temperature water.
I love water. Is there a better drink in the world than when you're legitimately thirsty and you give an ice cold chug of water?
Yeah, if it's really cold, I mean, that is the best. It makes sense that it comes from the earth. The earth is undefeated. It's the best.
Yeah.
Anything from the earth, it's hard to top.
Why are you not doing so much? Shout out earth.
Shout out earth.
She's killing it.
We're talking inner core, outer core, mantle, crust.
People doing too much are literally burning earth to the ground. Your gender reveals.
Seriously. Seriously. Huh. I was in Yosemite National Park all weekend and I guess some new wildfires kind of broke out. I don't even totally understand it. I didn't have service, but basically there's just fires right outside of Yosemite. I think it's being evacuated now, actually. So we got there at a good time. But it was nuts, dude. Like ash and like this haze had like covered the sky and created like it was golden hour for like all day. And as like a photographer, videographer, I was freaking out. I was like, guys, this is so cool. Like, this is so unique. There's like a diffuser on earth. Not so cool. Ash was just falling down on us all day. It was like it was snowing.
That's bizarre.
We got back to our car and there's like a layer of ash on the car. It's in all of my like pockets. It's in my clothes. It was so unique and kind of cool.
Yeah. Shout out that gender reveal, actually.
Yeah.
Dude. They're going to have to pay millions of dollars.
Yeah, they're going to be in
their
some serious
ruined.
Trouble. Yeah.
I have like a weird illegitimate fear about that where I'm going to like do this just one really quick dumb moment that ruins my life. I almost did that. We were in Utah's friends, and I made a little campfire. There's like a fire pit, and I just had a lighter. So I was pretty impressed. I started a whole fire, and I did it by finding like dead pine tree limbs.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Christmas tree.
A lot of vitamin C.
Crazy. Yeah. Crazy flammable.
Sure.
And it smelled like Christmas when I burned it. I'm like, oh, it's great. I was like, y'all, you need to smell this Christmas. So I grabbed a bigger one and lit it, and it was like woof, 10 feet flames.
That's sweet.
For a moment. Well, I was like near other brush and stuff. So I like grabbed the end of it and tried to like shake it out and pull it. I mean, I was close to like battling my own fire from the east and just burning down the entire western United States.
Dude, that's actually kind of scary.
Right. Like imagine if you just see it happening. You're trying it because this is for sure what happened to them. And you just see it spread and you give up and you're like, our life is ruined.
Did it just eventually go down or what?
Yeah, it was contained in the fire pit and it just like whooshed for like 10 seconds. And then
10 second whoosh though.
Yeah.
It scary.
Was a full on whoosh.
Was Katie impressed?
She was like, oh, fireman.
Yeah.
And then I grabbed it. She was like,
take your shirt off and dance around it.
My little tribal boy, tribal yes. Trey. Yes.
She called you Mowgli the rest of the night.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Dude, is there anything better as a guy? I mean, girls could probably pull it off, but it's a little easier. Peeing on a fire.
That's the best way to put it out.
I mean, it douses it. Yep. Like, it's better than water. I'm sure it you guys is. Know.
Yep. Because of the vitamin C.
Because of the vitamins. Yeah. Now, it's not going to smell great. It's not even going to smell good. It's going to be one of the worst smells you've ever smelled.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a group pee. But man, is it fun.
It is.
I love peeing on fires.
It is. It's just a really satisfying way to kind of bookend that by the fire experience.
Yeah.
You're like, guys, I've really enjoyed this time, this kumbaya vibe.
Brothers, let's gather
now,
around.
Now, let's go back inside. It's been enough. Please turn your heads or walk away because I am dropping my drawers.
Yeah.
Were you that kid or did you know the kid who every time he went to the bathroom, like in grade school, it was pants around the ankles?
I remember a kid in elementary school. His name was Shannon. I still remember it. He would go to the ankles and it freaked us all out.
I'm gonna teach my offspring that.
Yeah.
Just to mess with them.
That's how you do it.
Daddy, all the kids laugh at me in the bathroom. Why? And it's just because he has his full biscuits out.
Yeah. I started to do it as a joke like in high school. So I thought that was funny. It is still kind of funny.
That's a good bit.
Yeah. It is. Just, you know, get in before your friend, just like 5 seconds before, and already have your pants all the way down your ankles.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's still left to this day, probably.
Peeing's great. Dude, not kidding. I peed in my first pool like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I'd never peed in a pool before.
You're kidding.
I was always too scared. Cause I was like, people are going to know. Like, it's going to show up green. And so I never peed in a pool before. Peed in a lake all my life. Peed in a lake more than I peed in a toilet. But
yeah.
Did not pee in a pool until 3 weeks ago. It was awesome.
Wow. Yeah, I'm a big proponent of it. I mean, you ever see, I think it was called Grown Ups. They had this scene in there where they're like, let's all pee in the pool. And they're like, they have a chemical in the chlorine that turns it blue. And then you saw blue puddles by them, which is a for sure made up thing.
Probably.
But it's always been in the back of my head every time I've peed in a pool I'm like, where I almost low key just kind of do a little like, and just like, all right, that's not turning blue. And then I.
Dude, that's more dangerous than anything though. Like just barely starting and stopping.
I mean, I'm a man of many talents.
Yeah. I mean, you started a 10 foot whoosh.
Yeah. I mean, I think borderline it's a caffeinated pool, which gets you, chlorine's only purpose I think is for urine pretty much. 90% of it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Cause it's just like, these humans are going to do this.
Yeah. Clean out the urine. It was great though. It was so relaxing. I want to do it again. Who's got a pool in the area?
I mean, you're just like, if you're chilling at an apartment pool or a pool on a weekend, everyone's drinking seltzers, you start to kind of look around and notice, like, not seeing a lot of bathroom breaks.
Yeah.
So I think I'm in the bathroom right now.
I'm taking my bathroom break.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm going to leave my pants up.
Yeah. You know, Jake, we've been doing some segments.
Yeah.
We're going to do another, What are we going to do? We're going to do some more segments. But before we get to our today segments, we have some new segments.
Yeah.
We need your help on. So we're excited for these. How do you submit to the segment? You guys know. DLGB@TreyKennedy.com. The email. Or if you so desire, DM. DM the doless.godbless Instagram account.
Yes.
So please, you know, we have our why are you doing so much segment. To guidance. Which is our own made up little tune. We thought of that.
That is proprietary.
And we have some new ones. Do less impresh.
Do less impresh.
Impressions.
Yes.
It's a clever little thing.
Improvised impressions.
Yep.
We're going to take suggestions from you guys. Well, a lot of these words all end in the same way. Suggest and impress on the Do Less God Bless podcast.
Email.
For us.
Dad the best.
You're the best.
So do less impress. Give us a character. Where's he or she from? What does he or she do? So that would give us an accent. And then what's the scenario?
Yeah.
Easy enough.
Character, accent,
example,
setting.
Jake, really fast. You're a milkman from Australia, born and raised in Australia, who now lives in Boston, and you're going to get a haircut.
That's a lot. Good day, mate. Got your 2% here. Saw you parked your car as I was getting your milk.
Yeah, what do you want, old man? We got it was a barber shop, huh?
Oh, I forgot he was getting his haircut too. Yeah. I was really focused on combining. Hey,
who are you? Hey.
Hey, good day, mate. I'm walking here.
Do you want a haircut or not? This guy looks like a little either from down under.
Let's put another shrimp on the milky.
Do you want a haircut or not?
Oh, good day, mate. I'll take a haircut. Yeah,
that's Doulas and Presh.
Wow. If you guys want more of that, definitely email us. That was two accents in one. So hope you enjoyed that.
That was great.
Australian who moved to Boston.
So that's just an example.
Sells milk and gets hair cut.
Emails from females.
Whew.
Emails from females. If you're a lady listener and you need a little advice on the man in your life, maybe it's your boyfriend, it's your husband, it's your brother, it's your dad, it's your son. We are pretty much two of the manliest, boyest guys you've ever met. We're two of the, not manliest, we're the two boyest guys on the planet. We can tell you anything about a boy or a guy.
Bunk bed bridal boys.
Yep. So if you need your, just kind of explain why or how or for what reason your guy is acting the way he is.
Doing something.
We got it figured out.
Yeah.
Emails from females. And lastly, spoken word up.
Spoken word up. Yeah.
So you give us some topics on, and we'll just do some improv slam poetry.
Yeah.
You give
for instance.
It could be as little as one word. You could little email us spoken word and just the body of the email is one word.
Let's give him an example. Trey, your one word spoken word is lawnmower.
Oh.
Lawnmower. This is a safe space.
As the grass goes tall, I cut it down. Behind the lawnmower, I go round and round. Lawnmower, 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 John Deere. Republicans and Democrats are safe here. We all get along. We cut the grass. As I lower it, I grow that booty. Because on my lawn, we can be one. Hop on my lawnmower. Let's have some fun. Friends, friends, cut the grass. Maybe the grass is the political tension of 2020. Cut it out. Cut it out. Get on my lawnmower. Cut it out. So that's just an example.
It's just a sample.
Yeah.
Just a taste.
Just a little thing. So, recap. Do less impresh. Spoken word up. And
emails from females.
Emails from females. DLGB@TreyKennedy.com or the Instagram at doless.godbless. So we're going to pop.
CEO Trey Kennedy will be taking a look at all
yep.
of them.
Yep. CEO personally. That's how I run my company. I answer it personally. Don't worry about the board of directors. They do not exist as long as I'm CEO.
Sure.
So we're going to do a little two guidance. We made up that little jingle ourselves.
Yeah, it's pretty proprietary and we're looking into some licensing stuff. So, gotta talk to Damon.
So this young man rides in, wants to be anonymous. His name starts with a K. That's when you know this kid's a little crazy.
Okay.
But he says, hello, my name is, can't say it. A little description of myself, I have a pretty nice body. But neck up, well, I have a nice body. He's a junior in high school.
Okay.
Keep that in mind. There's this girl I like. I say like because to me, crush sounds like an affection from a distance. Like I have a crush on one of the cheetah girls.
Aqua.
Same. Well. But like is for someone I'm fairly close to that I might actually have a chance with. Anyway, so we've been pretty good friends for a long time since we were kids, but neither of us have officially friend zoned each other. We've just always been friends. Sounds like you have.
Maybe.
But I've kind of been picking up hints that she's interested in me. Sounds kind of good, right? Well, not so great. Because a lot of my friends like her too, including one of my family members.
Oh.
And you wouldn't believe it. My own dad is taking her to prom. No, that's not what it says. And he's fairly open to me that he likes her. So should I pursue the relationship or let someone else more worthy date her? Or do I just enjoy her current friendship? Oh, yeah. Everyone else in the situation is single. P.S. Love the podcast. It's so Desi. Desi's podcast in the world. So.
All right, dude.
Have you ever been in this situation?
No. My dad and I like different types of women, you know, thankfully. So it's it's always been different for us.
That's always helpful.
Yes.
Yeah. And yeah, that makes sense to me.
My mom and I have always been friends.
Yeah. You guys. Friend zone.
Yeah, yeah. We never liked each other. Right. And it was understood where,
it was like,
where
you didn't stood. Have to like straight. You didn't have to have a conversation. It was
no, kind of a thing. Thank goodness. Can you imagine?
Same. Yeah. Why am I the same age?
Yeah, dude. We're two peas in a pod.
We
are, man.
We agree on everything.
Yeah. We don't date our mom. Anyway, Mr. K. I was, you know, first half of the email, I would say I was on your side. I was like, hey, go get her. You deserve her. Who cares about your face and what it looks like? But now that I know that, like, I don't know, your stepdad Terry is maybe interested, or like your brother or your cousin and like other friends, I'm like, probably not worth it for a high school relationship. And I don't know. Yeah, I'd say probably not. And I didn't like that you said, let someone date her who's more worthy. Yeah. Hey, Mr. K. You're on a podcast.
You have a nice body. I mean, it sounds like you're a self-admitted butterface, but you deserve her.
Hey, at the very least, margarine face. Come on.
Do you ever talk about girls and say butterface?
Unfortunately, I've done it before.
That's what every 11-year-old does. I can't believe
we used to say that word. What?
Dude, have you ever seen like a 13-year-old and thought back to be like, there's a point when I was 13 and I was attracted to 13-year-olds? Isn't that bizarre to think about?
It is kind of weird. It's
and like, some people just don't grow out of that, yeah, which...
That's too bad.
That's a whole other problem we don't need to discuss, but that's... And I used to be like, yeah, man, she's... I don't know. She doesn't have like that nice of a body. It's like, we're 12. We used to talk about that.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Like in middle school, we were like, oh yeah, she has a butterface. When we all have the same exact body at that age. We all look exactly the same.
Dude, yeah. They'd be like, oh yeah, that boy has a great body. And it's like, he has a six pack because he looks like he's literally malnourished.
Yeah. His skin is as thin as paper. So yeah, you can see his muscles. You can see every muscle in his body.
Yeah.
One of them happens to be his abs.
He almost looks like he has an exoskeleton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he wearing one of those like bone outfits?
Dylan's so hot. He's built like an arachnid.
I love my little praying mantis boyfriend.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you ever do hot tub truth or dare?
No.
I was the kid who would swim in the shallow end while they did it. And I've talked about that before.
Scared.
I apologize if I had.
Too scary.
I didn't have it in me, but...
What do you think?
Man, so yeah, he has a brother, a cousin interested in well as well. So clearly this girl is a hot item.
She's got it going on. Hot commod.
I think you need to go for it, my man, and give us an update. Tell her how you feel. Listen, if anything, 2020 has highlighted this. It's survival of the fittest out there.
Yeah.
You better go for it, man.
Yeah, your vitamin A might be down.
Yes.
Know? Iron deficiency.
I'm telling you. So just say, hey, what's up? Don't mind my brother.
Hey.
Take a look at me.
Yeah.
And to be fair, if it's a looks thing, I mean, he's related to the guy, so they can't look that different.
That's a great point.
So we're talking about just who wants it bad enough.
Yeah.
So in a respectful way, tell her this butterface is looking for someone to open up the tub.
Yeah.
Of butter.
Yeah. I almost said spread. And I was like,
yeah, same. And then I went tub and I'm like, well, that was also kind of a weird innuendo. So
here's what you do.
Don't just kindly in a way a child should tell her you think she's cute and nice.
But don't under any circumstance actually use the term like. Do not say that. Yeah. Do not say, hey, Deborah, she's 58 years old. In this scenario, I guess. Deborah, yeah. Where did that come from?
Right.
Hey,
we don't know.
Ashley, her surname. I like you. I like you is not going to go well. Mm. Do not say I like you.
Mm. All right. Two guidance. Let's do another. How about it?
How about it?
Isn't it fun? Would like to remain anonymous. Hey, guys. Super big fan of both of you. And I'm proud to say I'm a do less guest as well. Hello. Thank you so much. Looking for some guidance with the situation. I'm engaged to the love of my life and hopefully getting married in 2022, assuming things go as planned.
I'm already engagement. I'm nervous about this.
There's been some drama, though,
God.
Because I do not want to invite my brother to the wedding. He's this little kid, and he's him and my brother are going after the same girl. No, these are separate stories. Don't want to invite my brother to the wedding. Okay. He has tried to push me down the stairs because I asked him to turn out his music when I lived with my parents. And he has repeatedly called my fiance a female dog. Trying to be family friendly.
Sure.
Thank you so much. This is a PG show. He also gets in arguments all the time with my family over little things like taking the food out of the microwave after he walks away from the microwave and leaves it there for hours. Well, that's pretty frustrating. This is on top of that, he was the only one not to say happy birthday to me a couple weeks ago in my immediate family.
The nerve. Okay.
Which, Jake, happy birthday.
Thanks.
Yours was last week. We spent all day together, and yeah. Then I found out that evening.
That's all good. Thanks.
I hope I read it. All right. We have a two guidance here. Would like to remain anonymous. Hi. I do a podcast with a guy who forgot my birthday.
How do I tell him it was my birthday?
Yeah. This has been an ongoing thing with him, and I want to invite him to my wedding, despite my parents saying to give him a chance. What should I do? Thanks in advance. Do less. God bless.
Does she give an age for how old this brother is?
No, she doesn't.
That's tough. Because he sounds younger. Yeah.
Well, he's running around calling her fiance the female dog word.
Yeah, doodle.
So he gets into arguments with my family over little things like taking the food out of the microwave after he walks away from the microwave and leaves it there for hours. So he's leaving the microwave. He's leaving food in the microwave for hours.
I guess.
Yeah.
But surely he's hungry, right?
I would think so.
You got to think he's got to come back for his berries.
Yeah.
He's hunted and gathered them. I don't know. So Trey, I don't know if you know this about me. I've never planned a wedding. I've never been the bride in a wedding. So I don't know. Obviously I feel like there's a sentiment of like, it's my day. I want exactly how I want it.
Yeah.
But life is really long. And
see,
years from now, you and your brother are probably going to be friends. You're like, that was so weird. They didn't invite you to my own wedding.
Here's my advice. I think she said she's getting married in 2022. I think you got to bump that up to 2020. You got to bump that to 2020 because you got a perfect opportunity to just send out. They're making these at Hobby Lobby now. Change the dates. They're making like, sorry, didn't make the cut cards.
Oopsie daisy.
So you just send your brother like, what's your address again? You send him a postcard and go, oops. We love you so much, and this day wouldn't be right without you, but due to the ongoing pandemic hitting the world, we have to make some, you know, cuts, and you did not make the A-team.
Yeah.
And that, you know,
okay.
There you go.
Okay, my hands are tied.
They'll be like, but wait, I'm your only brother, but you're like, well, you know, out of our control.
You know, it's a pandemic. Fauci.
Yeah, Fauci. I mean,
I would love
to. Hey, take it up with Fauci.
Hey.
Take it up with Fauci. Also, get your food out of the microwave.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. You also send him like a microwavable meal.
Yeah.
Like this should take you 4 hours anyway.
Maybe you send him, say, yeah, we put the invite in your house. Have you not seen it? And you put it in his microwave and he'll never find it.
It'll be hours, days, months.
I'd say, well, that was your fault.
You should check the microwave more.
Yep. So I think those are all really helpful pieces of advice.
I think you don't invite your brother and you invite me instead. And here's what I provide.
You
not pushing you downstairs, eating the same amount of food as everyone else.
Yeah.
And like getting the dance floor going.
What about saying the female dog word?
I will say that a lot. I don't know if that's a non-negotiable.
That's kind of a weird kind of thing you do.
I can't help it. I don't know.
Just every time he meets a girl.
Hey,
what's up? Oh, dang it.
I gotta quit saying
it's
that.
It's a nervous thing.
It's like a tick I have.
No swearing, no pushing, no violence.
No.
No swearing, no violence, no microwaves.
I would be great. And best part, I'm free in 2022.
Yeah.
As of now.
Right.
Book me early.
So there's two guidance.
Hey, that was
But best of luck to you, Do Less Guest. Thanks for being Do Less Guest. That sounds like a tough situation. But yeah, I got the I'm kind of bummed we pushed our wedding because I was kind of wanting to do the whole like, oops, you didn't make the cut thing. It'd be kind of fun.
Seems up your alley.
No, but
I got an oopsie daisy in the mail and in a text just in the past month.
How'd it make you feel?
Honestly, kind of okay. It's like I understand really? It. I know I realized I was like kind of on the fringe anyway. And once I saw a text.
See, mine, I got one and I got it for sure. It made sense to me. But I was also kind of like, wait a minute. But I was like, that's fine. I talked to some friends like, yeah, this happened. And this person I'm thinking of, I'm for sure better friends with than like five of my other buddies. And they're all like, we never got one. I was like, okay, now wait a minute.
Hold on.
If I didn't make A-Team, you definitely didn't make A-Team.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that transpires. That's kind of funny. But I...
Is this because I picked Lori Loughlin up from jail?
Yeah.
Why am I not... Those are different days. I can still come to your wedding.
When I said I was bringing a convicted felon as my date, you should have waited to see who it actually was.
And it's just because Katie kills it on the dance floor. It's a pun.
Yeah.
I'm going to drop Lori off her house.
Yeah, I don't know. This came to my mind. This just telling people to like stop... Like, don't go to my wedding or stop talking. When people these days give you like step-by-step instructions or directions somewhere.
Oh, sure.
It's one of my favorite joys in life when they're like, yeah, we're going to this place. Like, where's that? And so I'm like, you know,
so,
hold on a second. So, yeah, go. I'm like, Jake, we're going where? I haven't. What is it?
Okay, you're going to go northwest on Samson Street. And then there's two gas stations.
Oh, wait, do you not have an iPhone?
No, I'm just trying to tell
Google
you
Google Map?
So, okay, I guess you can just do Google Maps. Yeah. But I'm telling you, it's easy. It's just like right down the street.
Google Maps. I'd love doing it. People start doing that. I'm like, no, I think it's good because I've had a phone that can do that for the past decade. So I think I got it.
I love just like checking my pockets while they're telling me. I'm like, wait, I don't have a compass on me or a, let's see.
The sun sets in the...
My sundial and my cartograph paper is...
Did you destroy my phone?
I might just use my cell phone with GPS technology.
Well, you know what? I think it'd be easier. Just remind me where the gas station is. I'll buy a paper map and then I'll figure it out.
That's the best.
Dude, I remember going to road trips growing up and my parents would have whipped out that paper map.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the only time I was like, are mommy and daddy going to get a divorce? He'd be like, where are we going? You're coming. And she's like, it's over here. He's like, we're going the wrong way. I get an argument over, because I'll just be like, Katie, your shotgun, just like, you know, plug it in the iPhone and set it there and kind of like, and she'll like do it, but then she'll like pick up her phone and look at something and she'll pull back up. And she's like, we missed it. I'm like, how are you messing this up?
Just leave it.
It was what I was raised with. And it's a generalization I know, but I feel like my shotgun should be navigating me. Mm-hmm. And we've had nothing but issues with that. And it's almost comical at this point.
Nothing but issues. Did your mom? My mom was big on printing off the directions from MapQuest.
Oh, see, that was the next step from
paper map, MapQuest.
MapQuest hit different, dude.
Yeah,
I remember I'd be going somewhere, and my dad's like, my printed out like stapled MapQuest. Here you go,
highlighted. Like,
okay, left here and then right.
Yeah. What happened to MapQuest? They were like set up very well to like be a big company.
I don't know. And then Garmin. So yeah. I had the Garmin before the phones could do it.
Yeah.
And that was like a game changer. And then
now it's just in our pockets. It's on our wrist.
I learned this just recently. This shows how clueless I am. I remember being, Garmin is like a huge company. And I even know a friend or two who works for Garmin.
They do
Garmin.
A lot of like airplane stuff.
But, well, no, that technology is what's in your phone.
Oh, cell phone too, I guess.
Did you know that?
No.
I didn't know that. So I remember being like, how was Garmin thriving? Like,
yeah.
Surely the iPhone just wiped them out. But. Apple doesn't have satellites everywhere. They're like hiring that out, obviously. So that makes sense to me.
Cool. I'd heard they do a lot of like airplane.
I think they're like, if there's GPS anywhere, it's kind of like them, or I'm sure there's other companies. I don't know. But
good for them. And they're headquartered out of here.
Yeah.
So good for us.
Mm-hmm.
Garmin. That should be a pun. We are two Garmin.
Mm-hmm.
Two Gar boys, Garmin.
The boyest guys.
Dude, would you say
you're a man or a boy?
I would say I'm a man.
Man child? I like that. I'm a man child, I think.
Why? Actually, I do feel like a little kid sometimes.
I don't know. Yeah. I do for sure. I say the most ridiculous stuff sometimes around my buds.
I just feel like my behavior, it's just like still like kind of a 12-year-old.
Yeah. A lot of 12-year-old vibes.
Like, I just want to like hang out super late at night still and like eat junk food, like that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, we got to like stay and like whatever. I'm like, man. I am not really growing up.
I mean, yeah, my kickball and fantasy football are like the greatest joys of my life.
Kickball is kind of a
So I guess that's more of the man part.
Sure.
I got a wife, but I also like spend 20 hours a week studying fantasy football. So it's kind of
Football's back. By the time this comes out, the Chiefs have played a game. That's so sick.
Football's back. Enjoy the weekend, y'all. Football. Sunday. I'm pumped.
Give them a little throwback to a song, Football's Back.
The Football's Back. I reposted it yesterday, so go over to watch.
Okay.
Give a little nostalgia.
Just watch that then.
Football's back. All right. Some of those jokes age really well.
Yeah.
Some are very prevalent. Oh, I'm down on my knees. Kaepernick.
Yeah, it did age well.
Yeah. I'm not giving my opinion on that. It's just a...
That's for a correct opinion.
Observatory.
Different podcast.
Yep. Like I said, I was in Utah. I went to a liquor store.
Yeah, how was Utah?
Great. Beautiful place. Never been. Lovely place. Very white. A lot of fans.
Yeah.
And I was grabbing just some beers for the crew. And this guy's like, let me see your ID, of course. I get a little annoyed when I get ID'd. A liquor store, I get it. But at a restaurant, I'm just ordering like a single drink. Do I look like a teenager? Shoot me straight.
They probably heard about the kickball thing. That's probably what it is.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I'd like a drink. It's like, well, you all have matching kickball shirts on, so we're going to need to see your IDs.
Some ID and your grade card.
Yeah. Do we get a school discount?
Gotcha. Ah.
Rats. But this guy, I've never seen a guy take a ID so serious. Maybe Utah is a more conservative state. Maybe they're a little less intense about their drinks. But he studies this thing. He pulls out a booklet that has like every state's ID and like the versions,
no way,
like year to year as they change. Cool. And he's like, I haven't seen this one yet. And he pulls it. He's looking at me up and down. He's looking at me.
It's a Pokemon card.
And it went on long enough that I started to feel like he was going to turn me down.
Yeah.
And I started going through my head, like, what's my strategy if he turns me down? Cause I'm going to plead with the guy and be like, I'm here. I've picked it out. I'm like, dude, what? And I'm, you know, Katie's with me. She's clearly my wife. We have the same last name. She's got I'm like, dude, do I look like a teenager? Like, this is literally my wife. But I was like, Utah's probably the last state that's helpful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, dude, do you think I'm a 19? I'm married. He's like, that's half the people here.
Everyone I went to high school with.
Yeah, I do. I'm like, oh, well.
Okay. I don't know how to prove it to you. The beard.
And embarrassingly, I've been in a couple of these situations where it was a close call, and I've thought, like, if I'm desperate enough, do I bring up all the stuff online about me?
Yeah.
I'm like, listen.
Hey.
I once read a story that like G-Eazy got through airport security because he like showed them the cover of a Rolling Stone magazine. He's like, this is my name. It's like,
that's so sick.
I mean, Rolling Stone is a pretty respected publication. I wouldn't fabricate that.
I think so.
But if I was like, here's all my multiple sites saying this, like, well, sir, they also say you're all 5'7".
Yeah.
Well, that's got me there.
That's, you know, far left media. They got me again.
Far left
media. I don't know. You know, just have to blame someone.
Yeah.
They always think I'm 5'6".
It's, yep. The right thinks I'm too tall. Left thinks I'm too short.
Exactly.
It's all politics.
I love the idea of a guy looking at your ID and like comparing it with like his like book. Like he's like a card collector. Yeah.
I'm like,
no way.
No one's ever taken this seriously.
This is a Vertical Oklahoma 2014.
Yeah.
Dale.
We never seen this one.
Look at this.
Can I keep this? Can I collect this?
Can I call you my Oklahomie?
Yeah.
This is awesome. He's like shaking.
Yeah.
No. That would be weird. When I was flying, I realized that my driver's license is expired. They still let me fly. Like that was still fine, but it's probably something I should do.
Currently expired.
Yeah.
I've been somewhere where I got turned down to just like have a single beer because it was expired.
Really?
It's like, what?
My age is still the same.
We can't take expired ones. I'm like, okay, but clearly this is a government document telling you my birthday, whether or not it's expired.
I'm not asking to drive.
My birthday didn't change once this expired.
Yeah.
That's frustrating.
Gosh, we should be in politics. We should make the rules.
We should.
We know it all.
We're always right. We went I went to a dinner with my in-laws and it was a young girl. I'm sure they're just told to like do this, but she ID'd my mother and father-in-law.
Oh,
you know, no disrespect to anyone listening at this age, but if you're in your 50s, if I'm 55 and I'm getting ID'd, that's not a compliment to me.
No,
that is a complete waste of my time. And you're hassle. Taking me off.
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't. I think if I'm 50 and like, can I see your ID? I'd say, just bring me my beer.
Flipping a table.
I'm 50.
Yeah.
You just ID'd clearly my daughter, who's 24. That math wouldn't work. Quick math.
Good job, because you're older than 26.
Yeah, and announcement. We're expecting. No, I'm kidding.
They're expecting a good weekend, guys.
A big football weekend, and that's how we wrap that up. All guys, right. We're expecting our first Super Bowl football Sunday. Yeah, it's back.
That reminds me of the old John Cena prank call. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Please tell me. I was going to say, everyone's seen this video.
It's the best.
Oh, my gosh. That hello? Prank call.
And goodbye. John Cena, this. Oh, my gosh. Quit calling me. Remember I had a brand deal. It was like an image for like Jimmy John's or something. And so whenever I do a brand deal, I send in like the ideas. And I sent in, I don't know if this came to me. It was something like they're running a campaign, like buy one, get one half off or something. So it was like more food for the price of one or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I'll be really full. Oh, my ideas. I'll do like a slide photo. And I'll be like, expecting. And then you swipe. It's like to be really full because of Jimmy John's great deals. And they returned it. They're like, the client isn't really understanding the idea here. And I was like, that's probably good. Cause I remember texting Katie. I was like, hey, by the way, I might have to like fake you're pregnant so we can make some money from Jimmy John. She was like, what? I don't know.
See, I feel like Jimmy John's missed out. Cause that would have
gotten,
oh my gosh,
200,000 likes.
That would have been huge.
I mean, it would have been very deceiving, but yeah. Oh, well, I thought that was great. It'll be hilarious.
They missed out. If any of the food companies want to sponsor Trey and Katie, mm-hmm. they will do a fake pregnancy for you.
Yes. Whatever, for a little bit of money. Yeah. That's always been my life motto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I got here.
Yep.
Yeah, did some all things right. I'm not proud of.
So we're expecting a big weekend, like we said. Any final thoughts, Jake, before we send the people off to their first football weekend?
Final thoughts are... doing stand-up comedy for a group of your friends in the living room in Yosemite Park is as bad as you think it would be.
You actually did that.
Yeah.
Like you're just too nice of a guy, man.
I'm a sucker to please a crowd.
Oh, they're so you were kind of puttered about? Wait, so they're like...
No, I'm like, I'm not doing it.
So how did this begin? Were they just like, we saw you've been doing some stand-up, like show us what you got? Or
yeah, just a couple margaritas deep.
Was it because of what you posted or because they'd heard you'd been out doing some spots or...
I mean, pretty much everyone there knows me.
Yeah.
If not, like, follow me on Instagram and knew that I had done comedy.
So you just did one of your bits?
So late night, there was like, Jake, you got to perform. I'm like, I'm not performing. I'm like, what do you do? I sell insurance? Oh, you sell some insurance up here then. Why don't we all do our jobs in front of our friends? Mm-mm. Yeah. And so I was like, I mean, I said no 8 times. Like, I'm not going to do it. And then once the chant starts, Jake, like, here I go. It's showtime. And so I performed, the first night, when everyone was a couple margaritas deep, I crushed.
So like 9 people, what'd you do? Like, did you do like a full hour or what?
I did about a 2-minute set.
Okay.
Didn't know what else to say. And then just started making fun of people that were sitting there that I'd met the day before. That went over great.
Roasting people is the best.
Yeah, it's a little crowd work.
Dude, when I did my best man speech, this was kind of fascinating for me to experience. Because again, I think I apologize if I talked about this, but I was just saying, given what I've started doing and doing stand-up and stuff, I'm like, I can't be lousy, but I don't want to do too much because it's like, all right, we get it.
You do Mr. this.
Mr. Performer.
Yeah.
So I feel like I did a good job doing the middle ground. I said some nice heartfelt things, cracked a couple jokes, I got off. But when I started, I opened, because you guys got to open with a good joke. So yeah. I opened by just absolutely roasting one of my good buddies who is another groomsman.
Yeah.
I mean, you could tell a lot of the parents in the room were almost like, geez, he's like kind of an overweight guy. And so and all the groomsmen are like my size and he's big. So I just like roasted him for being big in a suit or something. So mean.
Well, and got him going.
And one of my other buddies, I heard like utter like, that was so mean.
Oh, really? You
know? And I just started laughing on the mic. I'm like, this guy over here says it's mean. And I almost started doing like crowd work in my best man speech. And I just like stopped and went back to like, well, I've known Matt for a long time and I love him very much. I was like, wow, that I almost like went in that direction.
That's funny. Oh, we got a heckler. Hey, you want to come do my job? Yeah. You want to come do my job? Everyone's like, you're a best man. Like, oh, I forgot.
Oh,
sorry. Yeah. I forgot. Speaking of that, one last actual final thought. I've talked about this on Ghost Runners before, but just you guys out there, new audience, I've got the best man joke. It'll work for any bride or groom. It's universal. Mm-hmm. You say, you know, you lead with this. It'll get everyone going. They'll be in the palm of your hand. You can say anything the rest of the night. It'll be funny. You say, hey, I'm honored to be, you know, Alex's best man, you know, such an honor, privilege, although I'm sure he's a little scared. Like, he doesn't know what I'm going to say up here. Like, the rest of the day is entirely planned out for the next 3 minutes. He has no idea what I'm going to say up here. This could be the worst 3 minutes of his day. As far as his beautiful bride goes, the worst 3 minutes of her day is going to be later on tonight.
Hey, yo, gets a good laugh every time.
Oh, they roar.
Really?
They roar.
Nice.
So it's universal. Use it. Pocket. Use it. Take my joke.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Alrighty, that's episode 8.
We're expecting a good weekend.
We'll talk to you next Friday. Do less, God bless. As always, if you want a bonus podcast episode of me and Jake every week, more of this, treykennedy.com/DLG. Portion of the proceeds go to charity. St. Jude's is the current charity. We've already donated hundreds of dollars. That's great. Much love, y'all. Peace.
And then theme song.
Oh, you're right. And before, so that was the intro to today's podcast. Roll music, theme song.
Please just do. Bless, God bless. Bless, God bless. Bless, God bless. Bless, God bless podcast.
Subscribe, rate, and review. Okay,
pitchy, all over the place. All over the place.
Dude, I told you I didn't want to do this.
You don't want to do the podcast?
No, the theme song. I don't want to do the theme song. Can we just start?
All right, but now I got to save it. Let's get into the episode.
You should do less.
What? And that was the intro. And this is the outro. That's the end of the episode. Do less, God bless. Bye.
Bye.